Lecture topic, consistency on Zika.
And we also make efforts to be fulfilling these things. But among the things that we sometimes do not give as much importance as should be is the aspect of zikr, the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Anybody who has some understanding of deen also, they understand zikr is a very great thing. But many times this is understood like in the way where there's some very luxury food, for example. You say, no, this is a very luxury food. But then what it means is, it's a luxury food. If you have it, mashallah, excellent, it'll be very good. You'll benefit greatly from it. But if you don't have it, it's a luxury. So if you do without a luxury, it's not like a problem. So that is the common understanding or the way in which we deal with the matter of zikr. That yes, it's a very great thing. This we're talking about those who have some consciousness of deen, some understanding. Those who are far away, they feel nothing about it. But we have been blessed with some extent of understanding, Allah Ta'ala's tawfiq. So we generally think of it in this manner. Some luxury food. So you have it, mashallah, excellent. And if you don't have it, not a problem. Whereas this is a very incorrect perception of what zikr is all about. Zikr is not just like a luxury food. It is far greater than a luxury food, but it is part of the essential nourishment. So there's two parts to it. One is the essential nourishment. Now, essential nourishment, if a person just has some very basic food also in day-to-day life, physical food, basic, then he'll get nourished. But sometimes, now that nourishment will be there to a point, but certain things will still be missing. It'll result in some weakness, result in some other complications. But now the person wants to be very healthy, very well. So now he has a balanced diet. All the necessary things, it's catered for in some way. And if he has a very high sort of quality good food, then that adds to it. Zikr is very, very, very high quality, excellent food for the soul. But it is not just that very high quality, it is also essential, it's fundamental, it's basic nutrition and nourishment, but on a very high level of quality. So the point that we are trying to drive home is, this is not something to just regard as an optional thing, and if he did it, very good, didn't do it, no problem. It will result in a problem if it's not done. If it's not done, it'll become a problem. So many a person thinks now, but what problem? If you don't have it, what problem? Unfortunately, we haven't understood the problem itself either, or how things slide backwards and become a problem. We didn't understand that, therefore this is the way we look at it. So what is the problem? The problem is, with the lack of zikr, the heart becomes ghafil, falls into ghaflat. What is ghaflat? Unmindfulness. Now, what is unmindfulness? So just to get a small understanding of unmindfulness, it's, for example, the month of Ramadan, person is fasting. And despite fasting the month of Ramadan, but what is he or she doing? Still ending up in, for example, ghibat, ending up in some other wrongs. So So now how can that happen? It's a month of Ramadan. Person is fasting also. While fasting, was involved in ghibah, was looking at something wrong. Now because of the unmindfulness that I'm fasting now, it's month of Ramadan, how can I be even any other time, any other place, then too this is wrong. Now, month of Ramadan, while fasting, but because the heart is so far away from this realization. So a person is remembering his fasting, but the heart is in ghaflat. The realization of what is this ibadat all about, and what is the greatness of this time, of this month of Ramadan, unmindful. So unmindfulness, now as a result, despite it being Ramadan, despite the person fasting, but now there's problems, there's sickness, there's sins carrying on. So this is that ghaflat. This is the ghaflat. And this ghaflat comes as a result of the heart being devoid of zikr. Or it is starved of zikr. And when zikr comes alive in the heart, in the Hadith Sharif, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, مَثَلُ الَّذِي يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ وَالَّذِي لَا يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ كَمَثَلِ الْحَيِّ وَالْمَيِّتِ. The comparison has been given, the one who remembers Allah Ta'ala and the one who does not remember Allah Ta'ala. So one person who is conscious of Allah Ta'ala, remembers Allah Ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says he's like a living person. And the one who is unmindful, the one who has become devoid of zikr, is like a dead person. Now when a person passes away, dead person, so what happens? Gradually what goes on with the body? The body starts decaying. They call it rigor mortis, whatever. The body starts decaying. Then gradually, very quickly, you'll get an odor coming out. That is why quickly they want to, well, that is the teaching of Shariat, to not unduly delay the burial of the mayyit. As quickly as possible, must bury the mayyit. But now, shortly after, if it's still kept, then you'll start getting an odor. And then it'll start decaying. And then worms will be coming out. And all kinds of things will be happening. So likewise, when the heart is devoid of zikr, then it's been compared to a dead person. So the dead person now, this is spiritually dead. Person is walking, talking, is alive, but is spiritually dead. So when a spiritual death has occurred, so now the decay will come within. The decay will come in the heart. And the heart now, when it's decaying, then it will give all decaying, all rotting signals to the rest of the body. So the eyes will want to look at rot. The eyes will want to look at that it is filth. Because it's now rotting, the heart is in the state of spiritual rot. Then the mind will only go in all kinds of evil thoughts. And the hands will be pressing buttons which take one to haram. And the inclination for touching the Quran Sharif too will go away. For making some zikr, now as it is, it's a lack of zikr that's now resulting in all this. So the point is that when there is no zikr in a person's life, then this leads to spiritual death. And spiritual death, this is the decay of the heart, spiritual heart, and then all the evil and the wrath starts coming to every limb. Eyes, ears, tongue, hands, feet. Every limb now becomes affected with it. So this is the crucial aspect that we have to bring zikr alive. Bring zikr alive in its true sense of the word. Yes, we must make mashwara with our mashayikh, etc. But the basic azkar, tasbihat, there is no need to delay that for anything. That must happen without delay. The minimum is 100 times istighfar daily, 100 times durood sharif daily, 100 times third kalima, or at least subhanallah wa bihamdihi daily. Tilawat of the Quran Sharif daily. This is one of the It is the highest form of zikr, tilawat of the Quran Sharif, in terms of this askar and tasbihat, etc. MashaAllah, there are those who recite abundant Durood Sharif daily, meaning in the thousands, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 daily. And what spiritual benefit is coming through is really mind-boggling. What they experience and what they mention, mashallah, what they are receiving through the barakat of this Durood Sharif. So now, 5,000 Durood Sharif, how are we going to make it? So many of us, if we really think about it, we can easily make it. But it will obviously require not wasting time in just idle things, completely idle. One is family time, other necessary work, even some time to just be sitting, talking to our children, family time. That is part of what we should be doing. But over and above that, and especially social media time and phone time and browsing this and browsing that and news and all these things, this eats up so much of time that if we just cut all that out, we'll be able to easily fit in a couple of thousand istighfar or a couple of thousand Durood Sharif. If a person just considers in 1 minute, if he recites Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how many times can he read in 1 minute? So maybe comfortably, we just being a little bit on the conservative estimate, at least 25 times in 1 minute. 25 times. Comfortably, properly, 25 times. So if 25 times a minute, in 10 minutes time is 250. 250 in 10 minutes, so it's more than 1,000 in 1 hour. So well more than 1,000 in 1 hour. Now let us just look at our screen time. And the screen time is sometimes running into several hours. So if we want to do it, it's not difficult. That time was 95% sometimes all wasted time. And not only that we wasted in terms of any productive dini amal, even our families are complaining, spouses are complaining, children are complaining, that this is like a constant problem. Somebody is stuck on the phone and they got no time for anybody or anything. And no time for deen also, no time for Durood Sharif, no time for istighfar, for tilawat. But ample screen time. Screen time is running in the hours. But how many ayat we read in that day? Hardly anything. How many Durood Sharif we read? How many istighfar was made? Hardly anything. So zikr is the food of our hearts. And to the extent that we will undertake this, we will see the benefit. Many a person sometimes tries to now figure out where he went off. Everything was being so well, and suddenly everything took a U-turn. There was a nosedive. You know, how come this happened? What happened? Start tracing it backwards. Person realizes that the time when the decline started, that was the time I started missing my zikr, missing my tasbihat. And that's where the decline started. And then now, we must one day, that one day is missing opens the door to missing it the next day. I missed yesterday, so nothing really happened. So now today it is okay now. We'll start off next week. So now it's Wednesday or something. So a person misses Wednesday, then he'll miss Thursday. Well, the weekend is here now. I'll start off next week. By the time the weekend was gone, the decline now hit a sharp note. So now that Monday he doesn't even think of zikr. Gone in another direction. But many a person who was trying to figure out how he went off, the decline started from the time that the person stopped their zikr, started missing their tasbihat, was skipping the tilawat of the Quran Sharif. So this is the effect. So we cannot afford to miss the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. This is the soul, this is the ruh in ourselves. This is what takes a person forward. And all the ibadats, great ibadat, we see it linked to zikr. وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِ Allah Ta'ala says, establish salah for my remembrance. Salah is in entirety the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. But likewise, hajj, you'll find a similar thing. So many other ibadats, it's all about zikr. though you're going to complete the ibadat in this particular manner, but it's supposed to bring the heart alive in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. So we should create a timetable, work out a timetable, so that there is some tarteeb, I need to complete this at this time. So we look at a time that is suitable, sustainable, and as far as possible, we try to complete it in that appointed time. This brings about a consistency, and there's a lot of barakah in consistency, in punctuality. In the Hadith Sharif, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that أَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَا دِيمَ عَلَيْهِ وَإِنْ قَلَّ. The most beloved of actions to Allah Ta'ala are those actions which there is consistency upon it, even though it might be less, but there's consistency. It is being done every day. There's consistency. Now this is referring to, so even if it's less, but it's consistent, that has a barakat. There's less meaning, less nawafil. It's not so much, not too much, but it's constant. Then that little but consistent will open the door for more. So the point again, that we need to bring alive the zikr of Allah Ta'ala in our homes, in our hearts. There should be an environment of zikr in our homes also. And we should ourselves keep a tasbih counter on our hands, while busy with our chores, while busy there's some, every now and again, fine, we have some other things to speak about, we want to, all that in this place, but every now and again, that tasbih counter will become a reminder to recite some zikr, some tasbih, some tilawat, istighfar, durud sharif, and all that few minutes here, few minutes there, 1-2 minutes here, 1-2 minutes there, all that adds up tremendously over the day. Over the day, the 2 minutes here, 2 minutes there, every now and again, 2 minutes, it becomes a few hours over the course of the day. So it just requires a little bit of reconditioning of the mind. One of the very important things to do is to read, have ta'aleem in our homes of the fazail kitabs, and part of it is fazail of zikr. When we have this consciousness of what are the fadail of zikr, the different types of zikr, the different formulas of zikr, what are the virtues mentioned for it, what's the virtues of istighfar, the virtues of the third kalima, the virtue of durood sharif. By reading these things and having the consciousness in our mind, these become very great motivating factors. And it moves us forward. So this is what we need to do. This is what we need to bring alive. Bring alive the zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If you look into the lives of our mashayikh, ahlullah, this was a very, very direct and prominent part of their lives. Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith Mawla Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, when he passed away, he was probably, I don't know his age, I'm not aware, but I think he was either in his late 80s or already in his 90s, somewhere around there. His last Ramadan of his life, he traveled, came to South Africa, went to Zambia, in South Africa also. He had visited several places, spent a night each, and then went to Zambia, went to England. A person of that age, old, infirm, paralyzed, he could not walk of his own. He had to be carried and put onto a wheelchair. But he made this very, very strenuous suffer, this journey, and stayed in foreign countries and so on. What was the purpose? Why he undertook this journey personally? So what he stated as the purpose was that to bring alive the zikr of Allah Ta'ala in all these places, by traveling to these countries, bring alive Allah Ta'ala's zikr in these countries, and in those particular places, bring alive zikr in the hearts of people. So by making the journey, this was the focus. So does it mean that a person does nothing else in life? No, zikr is to bring everything alive. When the zikr in the heart of a person, zikr in the life of a person, then the whole of deen will come. Because the primary thing is ikhlas and sincerity and true zeal for deen. When zikr comes alive, all that will come alive. And that will take a person from strength to strength. So this is what we need to focus on. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Allah Ta'ala grant us khair and barakah. Allah Ta'ala make us among the dhakireen. Wa dhakireen Allah kathira wa dhakirat. In the ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala mentions various sifat and categories that Allah Ta'ala has prepared. The last, the ayat finishes off on a'addallahu lahum. Allah has prepared jannat for them and reserved the forgiveness for them. So who are these people in the entire list? At the end Allah says, wa dhakirin Allah kathira wa dhakirat. Separately, the men who remember Allah excessively and the women who remember Allah Ta'ala excessively. Now, excessive remembrance is what is being highlighted here. The question for ourselves is, excessive is a bit far away, even minimal dhikr is that happening in our life. Excessive is a faraway thing, is minimal zikr taking place. If minimal zikr is also not taking place, that is now a major problem. So let us make the effort, let us draw up some kind of timetable that we keep up to, cut out all the unnecessary time on phones and so on. This is what eats up our time. We don't have any zeal left for tilawat, for zikr, for tasbihat, because this takes up everything. So let us get rid of those things. There are many people, there are some articles coming around now where disbelievers, people without iman, they have seen the harm of this. And one article says that they are switching to button phones. We talk about people without iman. But they saw the harm. So now we have iman, subhanallah, what are we supposed to see? So now, the whatever 101 excuses we have, but if we can't control it, we can't keep ourselves safe from the harms of it, we cannot protect ourselves from this becoming the biggest time waster in our lives, then we have to take some step. And if we do have it, then we have to keep that under very, very clear control, strict control, and make sure it doesn't waste. Obviously, haram is out of the question. Even on a general note, it must not become a waste of our time, due to which we can't fulfill these basic amal also. So let us make the effort, inshallah, make dua as well, fix some timetable, and inshallah we make that effort to keep zikr alive. Allah Ta'ala will give us the tremendous barakat and blessings of zikr now in this dunya, and the real place for the benefit and the reward is akhirat. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu wa laka alshukru kulluhu. Allahumma la nuhsi thana'an alayk anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم افتح لنا بالخير واختم لنا بالخير واجعل عواقب أمورنا بالخير بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين.